proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Bratz and I want to thank you for joining us today. In the southernmost tip of Israel is Timna Park. It is located in the Negev Desert about 17 miles north of Eilat in a very rugged yet beautiful desert setting. It was here where the world's first copper mines were operated under the Egyptians and later on by King Solomon. Today, Timna Park vibrantly lives on as a national park that draws you to this exciting gem in the desert. One of the highlights of Timna Park is a replica of the tabernacle in the wilderness. Let's now visit this presentation of the mobile house of God by looking first at its purpose. After the exodus from Egypt, the children of Israel embarked on an incredible journey on their way to the promised land. With the Red Sea behind them, God brought the people of Israel to Mount Sinai. Here, God gave them the law through Moses. It was also at Sinai where God gave specific instructions concerning the building of the tabernacle. God said in Exodus 25, verse 8, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." The Hebrew word for among is betucham, and has a very strong meaning that suggests that God would dwell literally in them. What a truth to comprehend. God was with them and literally in them. This is a great picture of intimacy with the Almighty, resembling the future indwelling of the Holy Spirit. As far as we know, the children of Israel never returned to Mount Sinai, so Israel took the holy experience of Sinai with them. This covenant formed their identity and solidified their relationship with God. The overarching theme of God's omnipresence is clearly seen in the form and function of the tabernacle. God's holiness, righteousness, and glory reflected this as the priests performed their sacred duties. Even the details concerning the placement of the 12 tribes around the tabernacle was significant to God's divine plan. Three tribes surrounded each side, with the Levites forming a ring between the sanctuary and the rest of Israel. In a real sense, God's presence became the very heart and center of the children of Israel. The tabernacle revealed God's desire to commune with his people. He wanted their attention. We remember the murmuring and disobedience which prevented an entire generation from entering the promised land. Yet, in his great love, God corrected his people and directed them while remaining in the center of the camp. In order to show his intention of focused communion, God strategically ordered that the tabernacle would face the east. As the children of Israel came with their sacrifices to the door of the tabernacle, they would face the west. This illustrated their allegiance to God in contrast to the pagan culture around them, which faced east when worshiping their gods such as the sun god. This gives us a greater understanding of the first of the Ten Commandments, where it says in Exodus 20 verse 3, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Even the way God chose the builders demonstrated his omnipresence. According to Exodus 31 verses 1 through 6, God specifically chose Bezalel and Aholiab, filling them with his spirit and wisdom and understanding for the work of building the tabernacle and its furnishings. Bezalel's name means "in the shadow of God," while Aholiab's name means "tent of the Father." Each name points to the purpose of God's relationship with Israel through the tabernacle. With the tabernacle in the midst of the congregation of Israel, the people were faced with the reality of their relationship with a holy God. Every day, the sights and smells of sacrifices brought attention to their spiritual condition. They were sinners in need of a Savior. This practice gave them a glimpse of a future sacrifice that would be paid once for all. The tabernacle illustrates God's plan of redemption, pointing to Jesus. God desires to be the very center of our lives, calling us to his tent to commune with him. As we approach the door of the tabernacle, let us take time to appreciate his care in the details of the sanctuary of his design. Keep in mind that the place you're about to enter is really a shadow of things to come. Now, I pray that today's program has been a blessing to you and has given you a deeper understanding in studying the tabernacle in the wilderness. Indeed, this was a special place where we can learn much about God's relationship to Israel. Of course, we mentioned that this tabernacle, the model, is in Timna Park in southern Israel. If you've never been to Israel before, we'd like to go. IBJM does host a special tour to Israel on an annual basis. Invite you to contact us here at ibjm.org for more information about this and a trip of a lifetime.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.